Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I just I do sometimes I get there a little late, kind of like Leva. And so also I noticed that it was mostly East Coast people, so I was kind of wondering if it was kind of the East Coast thing.
No, it needs to be you know, broadcast from the East Coast, but that's it. And so I'm from Montana, so I'm not, you know, and
oh.
I'm definitely a, you know, a player in it. So.
Oh, you are. Okay. I was thinking you were from the East Coast.
No.
Oh, well, that's
nice. You know, it's not an East Coast. Yeah, it's not an East Coast thing.
It's an American.
I think it's that anyone can join in.
Oh, definitely.
And, but we it's there. I think it was a Moira that said we needed to New York. There were certain areas that needed to be broadcasting.
Right, right. Yeah.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hi. Who do we have
on
the
Donna.
Call? Hi. Who all do we have on the call so far?
Brenda from Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Did you say Brenda?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Brenda, hi.
And John Adams from Charlotte.
And John.
Hi, John.
Hi.
And who else?
Carlene Tagstrom.
Carlene. I got Brenda, John, Carlene, and I couldn't
Claudette,
hear.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
Claudette in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Claudette in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right.
Okay. Great.
Cindy.
And Cindy. And I think I heard Autumn.
Yep.
Yes.
Marlene.
And Jennifer.
And Marlene.
Steve Stewart.
And Steve Stewart.
Steve Stewart from Chicago.
D, yes. Okay. And Marlene. And anybody else?
Yes. Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Yes. Hi.
And I've got Barbara's on her way, I believe. Are you there, Barbara? I guess not yet.
There's Leela from New York.
Leela, hi. I'm so glad you could be
here. Hi, Donna.
Leela from New York. And, oh, let's see. I've got about 1 minute till, so we'll wait a little bit. It's been a wild summer here in Texas, lots of fires, and I have been challenged with allergies because of the wind and the drought, and the smoke in the air has not helped. But we are hanging in there, and we're going to survive. It's part of, you know, the trials. One thing interesting is that there were a lot of different predictions and things on the internet for major disasters in the month of September. Now, I know we still have one more day, but it hasn't been quite as bad as we thought.
Right.
And yeah, so I'm grateful. I know part of it is that a lot of people have been praying, and it's important when you're aware of things that could happen, not to visualize them happening or you attract them. So I'm just going to mention that before we get started. It's important in whatever we talk about to attract what is right and good and beautiful. And in other words, like Mother Mary said, see things in the Immaculate Conception viewpoint. And Jesus said, even in Philippians, he said, whatsoever things are beautiful, lovely, pure, right, good. I mean, he named a whole bunch of good things. He said, think on these things. So meditate and focus and put your energy on what should be. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Barbara, are you there yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we can't hear you very well.
Say again.
Barbara?
Yes.
Hi, Joanne and Maria from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, good. Joanne and Maria, wonderful.
And this is
how
Rebecca.
Are you?
Good, how are you?
We're all good.
Yes, it's hotter than the Dickens here. And it's October on Saturday. What's going on?
Oh gosh.
Maybe it's that equatorial shift or something.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going through all kinds of shifts. I The one thing I did hear about is that they're having a lot of swarming in the Canary Island area, which could result in some tsunamis. So we don't want to think about those, but we do want to pray, see all of that quieted down.
This is Minerva.
Hi, Minerva.
Hello, Donna.
I'm glad you're with us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to let
Donna, Rebecca.
Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
This
and
is
Barbara,
Lewis.
I'm going to let you go ahead and get started.
Okay. Well, welcome to our heart share class tonight. Since it's impossible for us to keep track of everyone who attends this class, I would like to invite you to feel free to call or email us if you would like. Let us know your questions and suggestions. And if you would like to meet another person in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the U.S. And many people feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. So don't feel like you're weird or alone or anything like that. There are more people than you might think. If you would like to stay updated more about these offers and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, etc., we would love to tell you, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will only hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. The Heart Center Movement is composed of many heart friends whose mission is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing their own God presence and discovering their reason for being, then emanating light in ways directed by their I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings and assist us towards our ascension. I suggest that you bring a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. Then your hands can be free and you can walk around or take notes or whatever. I will keep callers. Donna will be in charge of the muting and unmuting. And she's got the class on record, and she'll be doing that, the muting and unmuting, to eliminate background noise. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something at our sharing time. Or if you cannot hear the class, so please speak up if you're having any problems like that. And when you're sharing, be sure to speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you're finished speaking, press *6 again so there won't be any background noise so we can continue with the recording of the heart stream. During
okay,
our class...
Barbara,
yes?
I'm going to mute us right now so you may have to hit *6 to get back on.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. During our class, we will stop and allow questions, answers, and a brief sharing of experiences. And if you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. And then we'll have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 or 15 minutes longer. Tonight, we will hear from El Moria as he spoke through David Lewis and expressed his concern for us regarding current and soon planetary changes that are coming soon upon us. El Moria is called the Chohan, or the Lord of the First Ray, the Blue Ray of God's Will. He's also the head of the Darjeeling Council of the Great White Brotherhood. And he was also one of the three wise men and has had many important embodiments throughout his existence, one of them being King Arthur, Thomas More, and other great souls of light. It's the same soul. It was just different embodiments of this wonderful master who is one of the main sponsors of our Heart Center movement, and we're very privileged to have him speaking to us tonight. He's definitely in there pinch hitting for all of us all the time. He's loves us all very deeply and is very committed to our spiritual growth. Okay, let's see. Who else is here tonight, Donna, that's on the Heart Share team?
Dee and Cindy and Marlene and Autumn and Jennifer.
Okay, wonderful. Do we have a volunteer to do the opening invocation?
You can ask one of these girls. I think they can all.
Okay. I think I'd like to ask Jennifer Ledbetter if you'd be willing to do that.
Very good. I pushed star six. I was having a hard time figuring it out.
You were ahead of me already. You could feel the pulse.
Yeah, yes. Let us take just a minute and center ourselves using the breath to call upon spirit. Our connection with the eternal is our breath. As we call in the name I am that I am, we call now to infinite light and love, to the masters sponsoring us, to those who know our souls and love our souls, to the entire company of heaven, we ask now for your assistance. Lend us your momentums as we study the words of El Moria, seeking the highest truth so that we may apply what we are given, seeing it is given for re-giving, sharing with one another. We ask for this in the name of the I am that I am, and so it is.
Amen, and thank you.
Wonderful. What a great intro to our breathing meditation. We do a breathing meditation, which is also called Pranayama, which is a Sanskrit word meaning holy breath. And we do this at the beginning of each class to relax us physically, mentally, spiritually, and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit to be in tune with Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit. As we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand, or if you have a speaker button on your phone, many phones do, you can just push the speaker button and then you can lay the phone down if you like. Then with your eyes closed, look at the inside of your eyelids. And then focus up towards that place in the center of your forehead, between your eyebrows. That's the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. What a blessed gift. We have this automatic breathing that goes on and keeps us alive 24/7 without us even trying. It just automatically happens. Mother Mary said the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we say her when we're speaking of the Holy Spirit. And that's just not to identify her with male or female human beings, but just the all energy is either positive or negative, and that doesn't mean bad or good. It just means it's alignment with spirit. And the Holy Spirit vibrates with an omega vibration, so we can call the Holy Spirit her. Now you can follow along with me as I say a little mantra and give instructions to breathe in, hold in, breathe out, and hold out. And each statement is to the count of eight.
So we're going to breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit, and then we're going to hold our breath. I absorb all of her merit. Then we're going to breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world, and then we hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Okay, so let's just take a deep breath, and then let it out. And now we're going to begin. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Now you hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Now we breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now we hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Okay, let's one more deep breath. And let it out. Now we're going to do this one more time. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Wonderful. For our protection tonight, I would like to do the decree shield of faith, which if you have a decree book is 10.017. If you do not, just listen and focus on big blue burly angel, like the big muscly guys that are 7 feet tall and with great wings that are standing around and ready to go and jump into the fray wherever they're most needed and that are watching over and protecting every single soul on this planet. Okay, we're going to do the shield of faith together 3 times. In the name of Archangel Michael in faith, I pray. Shield of faith before, behind, protect my body, soul, and mind. To the right, to the left, and around my being, let choirs of faith in Michael sing, and cosmic bells of victory ring. Shield of faith above, below, let blue flame angels round me glow. To the right, to the left, and all about, let choirs of faith in Michael shout. Their love now win and darkness rout. Shield of faith before, behind, protect my body, soul, and mind. To the right, to the left, and round my being, let choirs of faith and Michael sing, and cosmic bells of victory ring. Shield of faith above, below, let blue flame angels round me glow. To the right, to the left, and all about, let choirs of faith and Michael shout. Their love now win and darkness rout. Shield of faith before, behind, protect my body, soul, and mind. To the right, to the left, and round my being, let choirs of faith and Michael sing, and cosmic bells of victory ring. Shield of faith above, below, let blue flame angels round me glow. To the right, to the left, and all about, let choirs of faith and Michael shout. Their love now win and darkness rout. Thank you very much. Now I would like to give together the El Morya's Great Central Sun meditation that was sent out with your invitation letter to this class. This is a little mantra that is really great to do. I give this often in the mornings when I'm doing my early morning sun gazing. And it's great to do any time of the day when you want to feel totally connected with all of life and with the center of all energy in the universe. El Morya's Great Central Sun Meditation. We'll just give it kind of like a chant, a little bit sing-songy together. I am one, I am one, I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expands through my heart. Love expands through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh, my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one. 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 We are one in the great central sun. Do it again. I am one, I am one, I am one with the sun. I am one with the great central sun. God is here in my heart. I am one with God's heart. Light expands through my heart. Love expands through my heart. Let my aura be thine. Let my aura now shine. Oh, my God, I am thine. I am truly divine. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. We are one, we are one in the great central sun. This is just a really exciting decree. I love doing this. You can do it quietly under your breath, or if you're in a place where you feel free to do so, you can say it as loud as you want. I love doing too. Wonderful. Well, Donna, I think it's time for you to take it away.
Okay, we're going to do one more thing together. We're going to sing this song that's follows this little mantra that that Barbara just taught you, and it's called "I Am the One," and it's to El Moria. It's very fun to sing, and so I'm going to play it right now. Here it comes. So sing it with us if you can. We won't be able to hear you.
Come, O God, the will of God within my aura blaze. Now radiate protection here, all life on terra raise. God's power is streaming from above, your strength and purpose win. Determination in your ray, perfection grow within. I am the one, I am the one, I stand in glorious fire. I am the one, I am the one, I live in God's desire. My will of God befriend my very soul. Lightning flash across the sun. Oh, you may make me whole. Unite all people in your ranks. Forget me not, thou blue. Unshackle every child of God and worthiness consume. I am the one, I am the one. I stand in glorious fire. I am the one, I am the one. I live in God's desire.
Do our heart stream. But I just wanted to share one little thing that I had just read recently. It says here that during our meeting on December 10th of last year, David Lewis shared with the people that were there that El Morya had just placed a diamond shield over America and Canada to prevent them from the energies of black magic and witchcraft, particularly the H1N1 virus. Planes fly over countries releasing a mist of the virus. He says this has occurred in an area of the Ukraine, causing widespread illness and some deaths, and that was last December. The diamond shield is in place partly to prevent a greater destruction from the spread of the virus, but also as protection from some weather manipulation and from the effects of the karma due to the sending of the 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Then, the action in itself has resulted in an immediate shift of the weather at that time. El Morya's diamond shield is a grace in answer to our prayers and calls. For anyone with respiratory or throat, lung, or sinus-related conditions, David told us to place our hands at that time on our necks and give the call to Mighty Cosmos, which is 0.002, if you have the prayer and songbook, to dissolve any germs, viruses, and bacteria, whether they originate from an astral source or improper diet that has left our immune systems compromised. As we place our hands on our throat, we are to send streams of secret ray energy to consume the cause, which you can do by visualizing this. So for any throat problems, I'm encouraging you to call to El Morya and to Mighty Cosmos. You can learn more about all these people if you get a prayer book. And if you have any questions about how to get a prayer book, there is a number that I put on the bottom of the letter I sent to you called the store. The number that enables you to just call the Heart Center store directly and talk to them about whatever it is you would like to purchase. Now I'm going to get this heart stream going. So hang in there. I'll be right back. Here we go.
Blessed ones, I come and deliver the sacred fire into our earth this day, for there is the necessity within the environment of this planetary body for a new wave to manifest, for the eradication of dis-ease and decay and the old ways of darkness that men have embraced. You have seen, as pictured within nature of late, manifestations of the unleashing of the forces within the earth plane that have caused mass destruction and the interruption of the lives of many. Why, you ask, has this occurred? What is the cause? And how may we address with our prayers, with our spiritual work, what is manifesting here? Blessed ones, it is obvious to spiritual aspirants and those who are moving upward into their adeptship that these disturbances are caused by the very deliberate, unconscious awareness of mankind and interfering with the natural cycles of life within our earth through greed and all manner of untoward affectations which bring imbalance to your earth and result in the elementals and the forces of nature attempting to right these conditions and again bring harmony, balance, and equanimity to our precious earth.
Now, Jennifer is going to share with us what the role of the elementals on earth are, and how we make it difficult for them and how we could work with them.
The elementals are part of co-creation. They are responsible for the environment that we live in. There are the main, sometimes they're referred to as the nature spirits, and the main nature spirits are known as the gnomes for the earth and the undines for the water and the sylphs for the air and the salamanders for the fire. And the elementals are responsible for the beauty that we see in the springtime. And as the seasons change, it is the elementals who are creating the change and keeping us in balance. And when we, as part of this co-creation, when we misuse our energy, when we misqualify our energy, it now increases the workload of the elementals to help clean up our air, to help clean up our environment, to help to overcome the heaviness of the downward spiraling energy that is imbalanced through our greed or through our separateness consciousness. And so whenever we can use the violet flame, call upon the crystal light and the violet light to clean up our act, to clean up the earth's surface, to clean up our air, to clean up our water, we can call to the nature spirits, to the elementals, and love, send our love to the nature spirits, which makes their job easier, using the violet flame, invoking light and love for the elementals, makes it possible for them to more gently assist us with coming back into balance, coming into harmony, and bringing peace on earth. So when we are upward spiraling energy instead of downward spiraling energy, which is that misqualified energy, we are helping the elementals.
Great. That's great. And I might mention that any of you that have their prayer book, we have several calls to the elementals in the violet flame section, and you would be doing wondrous things not only for your karma but for the healing of the world if you would make a call every so often or several when you feel up to it. 2 and 4, the elementals. Okay, we'll go on here.
I come this day with a dispensation of light from the great central sun and answer to the prayers of many and the calls of the righteous to dispel darkness and to call to task those within certain realms of influence, especially multinational corporations and those who see themselves as advocates for a one world order and a means of controlling the masses of people upon this earth, and even of orchestrating the very demise of a vast portion of life streams upon this earth through the introduction of embodied evil acts of darkness.
Okay, I'm going to answer a question here that we have. What is the One World Order, also known as the New World Order? I watched a recent YouTube on this. It was very interesting. It showed president after president and leader after leader in the past, oh, I'd say 35 to 40 years, talking about the New World Order, and they were getting more and more bold, in fact. And they had different ideas about it. And right now, what we know of is, well, I'll first of all tell you, the New World Order refers to a totalitarian one-world government. The common belief is that we have a secret power elite with a globalist agenda, and it is conspiring to rule the world through an authoritative world government or a dictatorship of sorts. You can, if you want to know more about it, get on a computer at your library or in your home and look it up on, just put in New World Order. And one of the things you can click on under that is the Wikipedia definition, and it will tell you all about it. There are a number of elitist groups, actually, that have, some of them have split off, and there's been an interesting warring and bickering among them, so that it doesn't look to me like they're going to get along very good. Even if they had an opportunity to make a one-world dictatorship, I think there would be a lot of them fighting to be the chief, the guy at the top. And I just don't see that will ever happen. But this is what they would desire to have, and they've talked about it for a long time. In fact, one of the presidents, the older President Bush, got so bold about it, he even made plaques, gold plaques, and gave them to his staff in the White House. And that really got some people upset. And so that may be the reason why he didn't run or win his second bid for presidency. But it's an interesting thing if you feel like studying it. We know that there are elitist groups, corporate bank holders and owners that meet together, and this was one of their big goals. Another person that really spurred this on was Henry Kissinger. He really wanted this to happen. And President Nixon saw it and wanted it to happen, too, at that time. They were in kind of cahoots on that. Nobody knew what they were talking about when they talked about New World Order or One World Order, and they were a little bit afraid to really try to tell you what it was, because, for one thing, the people that disagreed with them about what it should be might make things difficult, and for another thing, it might cause a lot of unhappiness among the population as a whole. So now we'll go on.
And therefore, the hosts of the light are on the march in this very hour to the work of the seven mighty Elohim, the seven archangels and their archei, and the Chohans of the rays. And there are directed currents of sacred fire delivered here and there across the globe that will result in a continuous action for a fortnight in the dissolving of these intense pockets of darkness.
Okay, who are the seven mighty Elohim, the seven archangels and their archei, and the Chohans of the rays? I'm going to let Autumn answer that, and she might as well also tell us how long a fortnight is. Some people, like me, didn't know.
Well, there are seven Elohim, and there's two each ray of the Elohim, and the Elohim are creators of worlds, and the seven Elohim are and they are on particular rays. Apollo and Lumina are on the yellow ray. And they are the Elohim of what we could say illumination. And then Eros and Amora are on the pink ray of love. And they are, and all the Elohim and all the angels that I'm going to mention, they have etheric retreats in various places of the earth. And that's something that's very interesting, too. And they, you know, hold the balance and anchor light and shine light throughout those crystal retreats. So the next Elohim are Hercules and Amazonia, and they serve and are strong on the blue ray. They're on the blue ray of God power, God will. And then there's Cyclopea and Virginia, and they are on the green ray. Also, Peace and Aloha, and they are on the purple and gold ray of service and peace. And Astraea and Purity are on the white ray. And Arcturus and Victoria are on the violet ray. The seven archangels and archei also serve most strongly on certain rays. And the rays can be associated with certain God qualities. So the first archei and their archangels are Jophiel and Christine, and they're on the yellow ray. Chamiel and Charity on the pink ray, Michael and Faith on the blue ray, Raphael and Mother Mary or Mary as the archei on the green ray of healing and precipitation, Uriel and Aurora on the purple and gold ray, Gabriel and Hope on the white ray, and Zachiel and Amethyst on the violet ray. And then they all, you know, doing this work, as Elmore was talking about, of dissolving and transmitting pockets of darkness, they all would be serving on particular rays and doing this sacred work. And then we have Chohans for each ray of God's light. And for the pink ray is Paul the Venetian. For the blue ray of God's will is El Moria, and the green ray of healing, Hilarion. The service purple and gold ray is Nada, and the ascension ray or white ray is Serapis Bay, and Saint Germain is on the violet ray, of course, and then Lord Lanto is on the illumination or wisdom ray. And so those are all the Elohim, archangels and archei, and then Chohans of the Ray. And I discerned, perhaps with El Moria's help, maybe, maybe not. I just was meditating a little bit on, or thinking about what a fortnight was, and because I looked it up in the dictionary of the Heart Center, and it wasn't there, so. I came to the conclusion that it was until this work was completed, or until the action or release of light of this purpose of, you know, the He Said, and there are directed currents of sacred fire delivering here and there across the globe that will result in a continuous action for a fortnight. In the dissolving of these intense pockets of darkness. So until that work or that sacred alchemy was complete, that's what I came to the conclusion what that was a fortnight. So Donna, what do you think?
Well, Marlene told me it was 2 weeks. And,
oh, okay.
The old English definition of a fortnight was like 15 days. So it's
15? Okay, that's pretty close.
15 days, so half a month, basically.
Yeah, and that, of course, now this dictation or heart stream was given on August 31st, so that was 15 days, and then they were doing that. So that might be why we haven't had such a wild August.
Okay, well, so that was my own creation of a fortnight, what a fortnight was. So thank you. That's all I have to say.
It's great. Thank you. Okay, we'll go on now. Unless anybody has anything you'd like to contribute, and this is open for anybody who is on the class, if you'd like to say something, just hit *6. Okay, we'll go on.
Yes, blessed hearts, there may continue to be certain rumblings within the earth, and you will see even greater interruptions in certain areas of commerce, where that commerce is involved in the darkness and the evil within, the beings of some among mankind. Do not be surprised if this results in even greater consternation among mankind, and especially within the North American continent and Europe in the short term, where you see, Blessed Ones, this acceleration of change is required for people everywhere to understand that there is a greater purpose in life than simply seeking wealth and comfort within their physical bodies.
This next question is, what could happen to us if there are interruptions in commerce? And I'm going to let Cindy tackle that one.
Hi. Well, let's say if there was an earthquake, you know, a big, big, huge, massive earthquake. Well, a lot could happen there. You know, roads could be damaged. There could be no electricity. The phones could be down. Gas lines could be severed. Fuel lines, natural gas or fuel gas could also be severed. And this would make it very difficult for one thing, for the trucks to get to the grocery stores. No electricity could mean like the computers could probably end up being down. And so there's no way for the retailer or the wholesalers to connect with each other for the buying and selling. There'd be no communication with telephones either. Train tracks could be damaged. So if there was any food that was trying to get to warehouses or even to the grocery stores, that could hamper or stop it altogether. So there's just it would really create a lot of chaos. Bridges could get flooded, and so there could be lots could happen, which would make it so the commerce would not, where the food would not get to the people. And then if we, you know, especially if it's in the wintertime, which, you know, you wouldn't have your gardens to go out to get your food with, or if you live in a city and you probably not have a garden. So it could create a lot of chaos for a lot of people. And I guess that's about it. And the same thing, whether if it was a tornado or any sort of natural disaster, it could be very detrimental to commerce. I think that's it. Thank
right.
You.
Yeah. That's excellent, Cindy. I might just mention that when we had all the floods here recently on the East Coast, the people could not get food from the grocery stores themselves, and the trucks couldn't get there because of the water, the Thai water, and the people had to be loaded into rescue boats and taken, in many cases, completely out of the vicinity to some place where they could get free food from the Red Cross. And electricity for other people in the area that managed to stay in their homes was down. The power was down for a long, long time, meaning, again, that there was no communication, poor communication. So these are a lot of things that we're going to have to be thinking about. So we'll go on from there.
Therefore, within our council chambers in Darjeeling, there has been an agreement that the Chohans themselves will be involved in the delivering of a greater understanding of this transitional change that is occurring. And we will come again, one by one, to discourse with you in coming days and to provide that illumination and wisdom that is essential for light bearers everywhere to be prepared to know what is occurring at inner levels. The very.
I'm just going to stop here briefly to say that El Moria told us a couple years ago, he said, if every morning you got up and meditated for just a couple of minutes, sat still and practiced doing that meditation that Barbara led you in tonight, and then grab your journal and write down what you think I might be saying to you, he said you would look back on it and be amazed. You would think while you were writing it that it was yourself. But when you looked back on it, you would be amazed. Simply sit down, and I would suggest you do this. Take a journal, a notebook that you're keeping a track of your life in, and I encourage everybody to journal and write down to yourself, for yourself, something like, Dear Cindy, and then write what it is you think El Moria might be telling you this particular morning or time, what it is he is concerned about you for that day. I did this, and at first I thought it was myself. Now I look back and I thought, my word, that can't be me. That must have been El Moria. But he loves to do this through any of you that call on him. He will do it. If you want to just say a little prayer to him first, after you have meditated for a minute, that will make you even more in tune with him. And what you write down in your journal will be absolutely amazing to you when you look back on it later. He will tell you things to do. He will bring to your mind important things that you're leaving out, ignoring, that you need to be thinking about. It's absolutely amazing. And I guarantee this will happen for you.
Cycles of planetary transformation. And so, Blessed Hearts, we say again to each and every one, be prepared in body, soul, heart and mind for continuous planetary change, even for a decade and more within your lives. For this is the norm as a transition from one age to another. And you must all be those who advocate preparedness and who understand that in order to survive the coming changes spiritually, you must be pliant and able to withstand the intense solar, galactic, cosmic energies that are coming to bear in their divine pressures of light as causative of these required changes upon your world. When you are ready, when you are set in your very being at the core of your reality for all that is impacting your world, through a sure knowledge of the truth and through a directed stream of consciousness to accept what God is in effect doling out through the law of karma, then, Blessed Hearts, there is no sense of injustice. There is no surprise within your being. There is no question, why, O Lord, is this manifesting? For you see all within the context of the law of cause and effect and of cycles. And as you discern those cycles of time and space, of light and darkness, all is balanced within your being, and you are ready for all come what may within your realm.
Okay, we need to just very briefly review the bare essentials of what we need to have on hand at all times to last at least 3 months, the Masters have said. At least 3 months. So I'm going to let Barbara briefly review that for us tonight.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, if you're interested to get a whole bunch of really great detailed information, you can go to the Heart Center website, www.heartcenter.org, and on the main page under the heading of teachings, there is a section called sustainability, and there's a whole bunch of wonderful stuff in there, lots of different things, emergency communications, financial preparedness, emergency preparedness, electrical preparedness, survival stories, all kinds of stuff like that. And just your basic necessities, you've got to think of the fact, number one, you're going to need shelter, and you're going to need light and water and a way to cook. In case, just think, what would happen if the power went out? How would you deal with things? How would you make meals? How would you cook, you know, if you didn't have refrigeration available to you? So you should have food stores, non-perishable, you know, canned goods, dry goods, things like that. And then you should have a camp stove, a propane stove, some way to cook meals or heat things that do not require electricity. Water is a real important thing to have, because we can't do anything without water. So you need to have a goodly amount of pure drinking water. Those big blue 5-gallon jugs, it's good to have several of those available. We have a storage area built in our garage with metal shelving. Some people have basements, not in Texas though. A closet. I mean, you can make an area. It doesn't have to be real big. And have things like first aid supplies and batteries and flashlights, and maybe some of those LED crank lights, you know, that you, or Coleman lanterns, you know, alternative, you know, candles are fine, but you got an open flame to deal with, which is not always a wise idea. And it's good to have some comfort foods and snacks and things like that, because, you know, whenever you have to change your routines like that, it can be upsetting. It's also good to have, like, books and games and some things that you can do together with other family members or people that might be with you in your home or wherever you would be, you know, if there is some kind of a disaster or a breakdown in services of some kind, just to keep yourself in good spirits. And even musical instruments and things like that, so you can have some fun and pass the time in a much more enjoyable manner than just being real stressed out. That's a very important thing. And, of course, emergency bedding, you know, depending on the time of the year and where you live, you should have, you know, blankets, and extra stuff like outerwear, clothing, maybe some rain ponchos, things like that. Anyway, ways to protect yourself from the elements. And a lot of it is your mental preparedness. I think that is a really good one. Just to keep a positive attitude about it, that, you know, people have been surviving unusual circumstances for eons. So you just pitch in and make the best of it. Is that enough?
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
I just mentioned that Lord Lonto said about a year and a half or so ago, he said, think of it as a game. Think of it as a camping trip that's lasting for a while. And Elmoria said here that we need to be aware that these kind of things are going to be happening in different parts of the planet for up to a decade. So that's 10 years that we have to be aware of these things happening. And the masters and the angels will do all that they can to make this as easy as possible on the light bearers. That's you and me. And the more we pray and send out our energies and our fire through our hands and our words and our thoughts and our prayers, the more we do that, the more they can do for us. So we'll go on now. Thanks, Barbara. That was very, very good. And does anybody want to add anything?
Yes. Donna, this is Leela.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Oh, yes. We experienced something like that recently with the hurricane.
Can you speak a little louder?
I'll try.
New
York, we experienced on a few occasions something like that where we were without electricity. And more recently, with the flooding that we had from Hurricane Irene, what I been prepared, I started checking for all the batteries and checking the canned goods. Just a note that on the canned goods, look for the ones that do not have expiration dates. And if you do have food that's stored, you need to check on it periodically and replace them. Also, the batteries. I didn't know that if you had batteries for a very long time, they drained, even if you're not using them. And so I tried. I putting in all the batteries in the lanterns because I learned also that if you leave them in, they'll corrode. So when I put them in, I said, my, I wonder why are the batteries, these are brand new batteries I'm opening up, and they're not working. So batteries also have a limited lifespan, even if you're not using them.
That's
so,
right.
What I found most useful by ordinary matches, also those little propane lighters. So who was it that was just speaking mentioned something about you having propane tanks of propane around for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That can also be, that's very, very useful because you may, even if you may not cook, you may need at some point to have your water boiled before drinking.
Right. That's good. Excellent, Leela. That's excellent. And you've been there, you've been very close to that. That's right. I might mention here, one thing that's very good to keep on hand is pure Clorox, not the lemon-flavored kind or anything, just the regular Clorox. You can use, you can put 5 drops per 8 ounces of water. You can put 5 drops of Clorox in 8 ounces of water. Let it sit for about 5 minutes. Stir it once. And it kills anything in the water. And the Clorox itself evaporates out. It will not hurt you. I've had people get over sudden cases of food poisoning doing that. So that's another thing to have on hand is a 1 big gallon of Clorox somewhere. Anything else?
This is Rebecca, and I wanted to tell you can buy a little battery tester at Radio Shack. It's just about 2.5-inch square, and it has you put one end of the battery, put one end on of the object on both ends of the battery, and it gives the rating of the battery whether it's good or not good. And if you can tell maybe just one of your batteries and your flashlight isn't good, and it'll make the whole flashlight not work, so you don't have to pitch out everything.
That's a good
idea.
You
have one of those. It's just between $5 and $6, not expensive.
Right. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to say something else here that maybe you won't particularly want to hear, but I just feel like I need to share this. I did, we recently did a talk on the water, and we talked about the Fukushima situation and radiation and how to protect ourselves. If we ever have an accident like an earthquake and there is and it's affecting another nuclear plant, and we have them all over the United States now in a number of key places. There's one just 300 miles away from where I live. That could be a big problem with an earthquake underneath or near a nuclear plant. I recently found out I had radiation, and I think that I obtained it or got it when I was in San Francisco in June, the late June, right before I went to Minnesota and for our July conference. And I was walking outside in the wind and the rain and the fog and no trees. If you were around trees, they tend to pick it up and capture it for you and protect you. I did not have a tree around, but you might want to consider getting a very inexpensive Geiger counter so you could find out if that ever happens. And if it does happen, there are some very good cures if you catch it before it gets too bad. I'm just now going through one that I had tests, by the way, by two different medical people that confirmed I did have radiation, and I was just absolutely shocked. Of course, when I was in San Francisco, I was with a bunch of relatives in a situation where I couldn't do my regular prayers and decrees. I was entirely out of my realm, so I didn't even think of doing the protection calls, pulling down my tube of light, and helping myself as much as I should have. I was just kind of out to lunch, I guess you'd say, during that time. So it's very, very good to make your calls every day for protection. Pull down your father, mother presence right over you and see that tube of light that you're walking in with that presence, protecting you, watching over you, directing you, and all of that. And if any of you would like to know more about protecting yourself from radiation, because that's a very possible accident happening, not that we want to dwell on it, but if you do want to know more, give me a call. Just call me at my phone number. You have my phone number in the letters that I send out. So now we'll go on.
Don't
you see, Blessed One, you have heard that mobility is the sign of the initiate. And this is true. How many of you have relocated where you live within the last 3 or 7 years? Virtually all of you, dearest ones, have in some way had to move here or there to accommodate change in your life. And if you have not moved from one home yourself to another, then you have at least shifted in consciousness. I dare say, to withstand all that has been transitional in your life. And again, I remind you that this will be ongoing for months and years to come.
Okay, somebody I think started to talk when I started the heart stream. So if whoever that was, if you would like to contribute something regarding the radiation?
Don't buy a cheap radiation detector. It'll give you a false reading, and then you'll be worried about something you shouldn't be.
Well, that's true, too. Yes.
Don't buy a surplus one. Go, if you really are worried about it, buy yourself a good one. They cost less than $200.
Really? I saw one for $183 or $189, and
right. That's fine.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to spend more than $200. If you're really worried about it, if you think you live near a nuclear plant, go ahead and get yourself one. But don't buy a surplus one. Don't buy a cheap one.
Don't buy one of these
$15 ones. They're not worth having.
Good. I really appreciate that. I might mention some of the basic early symptoms of having radiation are bleeding from somewhere in your respiratory system or maybe your kidneys. That's what I had. That's what I experienced. And I thought it was strictly from allergies. Another one is feeling like you have the flu, just feeling knocked out, headachy, and weak. And so just being aware that right now the amount of radiation still spewing forth from Fukushima is 1,000 times greater than anything that came forth from Chernobyl. So you need to be aware of that. It's good to have a lot of green plants in your house and around the outside of your home if you can. And don't stand out in the wind and breathe deeply. Okay.
Another thing, we were talking about water.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 1 gallon of water per day per adult. Now, it doesn't have to be drinking water. We keep just tap water in old gallon jugs for flushing the toilet, for rinsing clothes out, for uses where you're not going to consume it. it takes about a half a gallon a day for that. So you don't have, all your water doesn't have to be purified drinking water. You need some source of water just for flushing things and washing and
that's right.
general use.
That's right. If you're in a bind, you can, and you know ahead of time that you're going to be limited, you can fill your bathtub. You can use the tank on the back of your toilet, and you can save use a little Clorox, a few Clorox drops.
Well, you can go to Walmart, and for $6, you can buy 2 bottles of water purification tablets. Just carry one in your car.
That's a good idea. Excellent. Who am I talking to?
Richard.
Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, I'm going to let Marlene, if you will talk about this shift that he talks about, having a shift in consciousness.
Yes. Okay, what does it mean to have a shift in consciousness? This is really exciting to me because I feel that I've been working on this continuously for a long time. But it starts with baby steps and overcoming your fears and your doubts and not having this shame or blame attitude towards your fellow human beings. You have to let go of the human ego and let God bring you the blessings that you require in the hour and not put your human stuff into it. Just have trust and faith in God that he's going to provide. Don't worry. Be happy. Even when there are other people in your life attacking you, and a lot of times people will do this verbally, and a lot of time it has to do because you have so much light. And just let them express themselves, but just don't accept what they say. Don't put that trauma on your back and be at peace. And give them unconditional love. And eventually those things can grow into telepathic abilities. You can have intuition, levitation. We could even do some of the things that Jesus did. We could multiply the bread and the fish if we needed food to eat. We could walk on water if it was necessary to cross the river. Jesus said that he did these things, but greater things we should be able to do. And I think studying quantum physics is another step up. We're all sentient beings. If we're aware of the world, what's transpiring, and have the ability to use our light to transmute the negative energy, we're just really ahead of the game. I know there are crystal age children who are coming into the world, and I think a lot of them are coming in South America, and they have special telepathic abilities that some of the things that I may have already mentioned, like levitation. So it's a wonderful time, even though the world, when you look at it, it's falling apart. We, on a spiritual level, are growing in consciousness to a point where we are filled with light, love, and joy, and it's a blessing to be here. And then I also wanted to mention in that paragraph that Donna just read from El Moria's Heartstream, where he talked about there may have been people who relocated in the last 3 to 7 years, and I just realized that I did that. I know I used to live in the heart of St. Louis City, and I wasn't in the Heart Center or Summit Lighthouse or anything at the time, but I became consciously aware that I did not want to be in St. Louis City. And I just said, I'm going to move to the country. I'm going to move to a part where I'm in the middle of nowhere. Well, I did that in 2006. I moved to some place in the middle of nowhere. And I'm very happy that I did. And I'm glad that I had the consciousness to do it. So I think that's all I have to say.
That's great. Thank you, Marlene. Okay, we'll go on here.
It is as though, again, we are nomads upon this earth. And this mobility that is essential, at least in consciousness, will allow us as a movement of light to meet directly, head-on, that which is affecting the light bearers and the sons and daughters of God everywhere. Now, dearest heart, the messenger has conveyed to one particular family living in the northwest of these United States what could manifest within a year and more in that area. And I, El Moria, come to inform those of you living within the state of Washington, and specifically in the environs of the Seattle area, that you must be prepared for what may come in that area before September of 2012. You must have an action plan for change and potential relocation. It is not advisable, the Master Cusco says, for those who deem their life essential in this plane to fulfill the work and the word of the Lord, to remain in an environment that is tenuous. Does this mean that there will be great destruction throughout that entire region? God and only God knows. Yet, this day I am delivering this message because we revere the lives and hearts of our students. And we see the handwriting on the wall, the shifting of the earth beneath your feet, and the potential based on energetic fields of light and darkness, the return of mankind's karma, and a number of other cosmic factors, what is on the horizon. Therefore, take heed and understand that nothing may happen, and yet, that there is also the potential, the great potential for an anomaly within the earth to manifest that could cause destruction and loss of life. Normally, Blessed Heart, the Ascended Masters do not give specific dates. And yet in this case, Hercules has allowed me to come forth this day with this spiritual advisory to our devotees.
Just briefly, I want to mention that in the past we have heard from the Masters that it's not really wise to live right near the ocean or right near a large body of water or in a deep valley. In the Bible, it even tells us when these rough times come to get to the top of the mountain or get to the top of your house, your rooftop. So there are other ways to find out what safe places are. If you Google safe places to live, you'll learn a lot. And you may want to look and see on a map where all of the nuclear plants are located. You may want to check on some of the past heart streams that we've had, and I know that the Masters have also said they will do everything they can to help the light bearers as long as the light bearers are being as obedient and listening to them as we can. They will do all they can to help us in these times of stress. So we'll go on here.
O holy ones of God upon earth, many of you have given your all in service to the Brotherhood. You have invested your very being with light energies from your causal body toward our movement of light in this and previous dispensations. And for that, we, the Ascended Masters, are eternally grateful and shine forth our light into your realm to bless you again and again with our spiritual fire. We hope, we pray that you feel the intensity of our love for you, the cherishment of your souls, and that, come what may upon this earth, you, O Holy Ones, will fulfill your mission, will be up to the tasks at hand, and will be ready for initiation and for the Word of God coming again and again into your domain through our sponsored spokesperson for the victory of the light and for the cause of the Great White Brotherhood to be fulfilled in this age by the conscious ones who hearken to the voice of God, the directives from the ascended realm, and all that is shared mindfully with the sons and daughters of the Most High. Now, as to that which will be released in Washington, D.C., I come early, even before that great event, to share with you that the numbers that we had anticipated be physically present may not manifest. And therefore, we advocate that those of you who are not able to make it in the flesh, lend your support spiritually during this coming weekend. For, blessed ones, it is essential that a certain action of light occur. And for those hours when we will take the stand through the messenger upon the platform of light provided, there will be, I must say, a tremendous release of sacred fire deep into the earth within that entire region of the eastern seaboard, or blessed ones, for this nation to fulfill its destiny, there must manifest change within this government, the leadership at all levels. Or if the current trends continue, there may be a revolution within this nation that could degenerate into mass chaos. Yes, there are plans of the Dark Ones that must be unraveled, exposed, and dissolved. And there are also strategies of those who would see the very demise of freedom that also must be dealt with fire, fire, fire from our disciples. Therefore, I, Al Moria, recommend that if you value freedom within this nation, that you sign on to this event, that you set the course of the hours of your weekend to give your energies to the Chohans, to Saint Germain and me, to Godfrey and those great beings who will deliver the light through you. Four blessed ones. Outwardly, you may never know when the prayer that you utter on behalf of others and of this nation may actually save your own skin in the process.
I'm just going to mention here that he was referring to a conference that we had in the D.C. area earlier in this month, and I do not know the amount of what was accomplished. I do not know what percentage that was. Maybe Barbara knows, and you could, Barbara, if you happen to know what was accomplished percentage-wise at that conference, because Barbara went, and so did Jennifer. I'm not sure who all went of our HeartShare members. But it was a very powerful conference, and it was held specifically to eradicate some of what was going on in the government in Washington, D.C., and to put that light and that fire, as he said, deep within the earth in that area. And if you knew that this conference was coming but you couldn't attend, you could have heard it on the broadcast, on the Internet. I don't know how much you could have heard it by telephone. Sometimes you can do it that way, too. But if you'd known about it and prayed for it, that would have been a very good thing, because that would have backed up everything that was happening. If anybody wants to say anything about that conference, feel free at this point.
Donna?
Okay. Yeah.
This is Barbara. Yes, Marlene and Jennifer Ledbetter and I and another heart friend, Melanie DeVu, all roomed together and shared our driving and our travel together some too, but there was a small fiery band there, maybe 40 people, and we, besides the light work and the prayer work that we did, we went out into the city and went by bus around to several of the historical and sacred sites in the city, most notably the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Jefferson Memorial, and planted light in those places. And one thing they did say at the conference, that the recent earthquake in Virginia was a direct rebuke of our current government, both the Congress and the president, that that earthquake was a response to what they're doing or not doing that is not in the best interest of the citizens of this country, and that there are cracks in the Washington Monument as a result of that earthquake. It's not in danger of falling down or anything like that, and it can be repaired. But it was Godfrey that specifically said that was indicative of the damage that's being done to our republic by our current congressional leaders and the czars and the president, that they're not acting in the best interest of the people of this country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Pretty blunt.
Hello.
It was a good summary. Yes.
This is Maria.
Yes, go ahead, Maria.
I was there too in Washington, D.C. For that conference. I think we did 100%, if I'm not mistaken. I know that we did a really great work, and I thank God that I was able to go there. I had to drive myself over there, but I made it, and I made it back home. And but the only thing I encountered was almost a piece of a storm, but that's it.
We're sure glad you made it, Maria. That was wonderful. Yeah, and it's harder when you have to come by yourself and travel out all that way, too. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead now.
Yes, at times I come with a fire and an intensity and a warning such as this. It is only because we love you, dearest ones, that we deliver the fire in this way so that you will listen, take heed, and through your God obedience with Godfrey, win your victory in this life. I am here and there and everywhere where you affirm, I am one with El Moria, I stand in his fire. Or, blessed ones, it is my great joy to lend my momentum and to place my presence of fire in the very auric fields of those who know my name, believe in what and who I am as a God being, and who affirm their own oneness with the Source. Through my example.
Let us just say together, right now, I am one with El Moria. I stand in his fire. You can all say it with me. We won't be able to hear each other, but we will be saying it together. I am one with El Moria. I stand in his fire. I am one with El Moria. I stand in his fire. I am one with El Moria. I stand in his
fire.
Now, you can say that anywhere, any time, and that will give you a tremendous amount of blue-ray fire, blue-frequency fire, not the kind of fire that you necessarily see. Some of you will feel it, and if you hold your hands up and direct it out there to the angels who work with El Moria, they will gather it up and use it in most amazing ways. This morning, I wish you could have heard the broadcast this morning. Some of you may have. But David Lewis shared with us what the angels do and how they gather up this energy and how they need it and appreciate it so much and what happens when we do our prayers and decrees. We don't think anything's happening because we don't see it and we don't necessarily have the faith. But amazing things and amazing vibrations of energy and fire go forth when we pray and do our decrees and say these affirmations like this one we just said together. The rest of that, which he didn't put here, is I say this, I am El Moria where I am as I stand in his fire. I'll be an electrode of blue fire light to save a planet and her people for El Moria and for the great divine director. If you want to know that whole thing and you haven't been able to write it down, just telephone me, and I will send it to you, either by snail mail or email. Okay, we'll just do the last paragraph here.
Yes, I reflect back unto you with great joy and virya the fire of your own solar presence as you abide in my fire, and I delight in the law of God and the oneness of our hearts within the one forevermore. I thank you.
Dee Stewart, if you are here, Doritha, Dee, maybe you could seal this art stream for us, and then anybody who can stay and do some prayer requests, we will stay another 10 minutes. V, are you there?
This is Liliana.
Oh, okay.
Me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, okay. In the name of Almighty God, we give gratitude to the universe. We call to your beloved El Moria. We call to your heart of beloved Archangel Michael on this day of Michaelmas. We call to the heart of beloved Saint Germain and all the healing and angels of wisdom. We are so grateful for this opportunity to come together, O beloved Pallas Athena and beloved Hilarion and all those serving on the Emerald Ray of Truth. We are so grateful for this opportunity to gather together in wisdom and truth and love and in harmony. We are so happy and joyful to be together as one at this hour of the shifting and changing of the universe, and not only the shifting and the changing of our outer universe, but our internal universe as well. O Lord God Almighty, O beloved mighty I Am presence of each one, thank you. We are so grateful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dee. I'm going to stop the recording now, and then we will get back.